There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
This is The Ticket.
Only on DubaiEye 103.8.
Welcome back to The Ticket, promising you 2 hours of travel entertainment and what's on with Stefan Sonal on DubaiEye 103.8. Now, by the magic of time travel, Jasper Hope is here, but he's not really here because we recorded this on Wednesday afternoon. So if you're not in the studio with us, Jasper, where are you right now?
I am on a flight between London and Vienna.
God, that's magic, isn't it, that we can talk and you're on a flight between here and Vienna.
Anything is possible.
And you have more announcements. However, I know you did these. You did these on another show on our network. And I've found out about it.
They were on a little bit earlier than you, and we couldn't wait to get the news out.
That's fair enough then. Yeah. So people might have heard about this on the grapevine. However, we're going to talk about it in more detail because we have more time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Comedy, my favourite thing in the world ever.
Yeah, we haven't done that much. We did Danny Boy in our first season, and then very recently we obviously had Spamalot, the musical, and they went down so well. That totally different types of comedy, the two of them, but just having people laugh out loud in Dubai Opera was a really great thing to be around. And so we thought, let's try and have some more. So the first one is a collection of four young up-and-coming comedians. The thing that binds them all together is they all have Arab or Arabic roots. Three of them are British, one is French, but they are all either from somewhere in the region or of parents from somewhere in the region. As a result, they speak English and Arabic. They have roots and traditions right here, and I thought it was a really appropriate way of kind of kick-starting again our comedy at Dubai Opera, having voices, having sounds and just jokes and humour that was relevant to a much wider community in terms of who lives both within Dubai and the whole UAE.
This is happening on the 6th of July. Just share the lineup with me, because one of these guys we've had in the Dubai Eye studio before, you know.
I didn't know that.
Mm. Yeah. If I had to make a guess, which one would you say it was?
I would say it is Omar Handy.
You'd be wrong. Guess again.
All right. How about the incredible Prince Abdi?
It was Prince Abdi.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't know what to call him. Like, do I have to call you Your Highness?
I live in Brixton. The road that I live on is full of these kids that think they're gangsters. Like, I don't know if you have them around here. Like, they walk like this. Yeah, I'm a bad man. You get me? I'm a gangster. You get me? I'm a proper bad man. You get me? Like, proper bad man. Because this is how I walk. I'm a gangster. This is my gangster walk. You get me? Because I'm a gangster. But I find all those kids in my area quite sweet. Because every time it snows and the snow turns to ice, they walk normal. It's hilarious watching them walk into the bus stop going, we're going to lose our reputation.
Who else is joining the lineup?
Karim Duval, who is Moroccan-French. Great comic from what I've heard. I haven't heard him live, but what I have heard on the interweb has really been fantastic. And then the only lady in the group, Esther Manito. There is a company called Arts Canteen who have put on this show or shows like it many, many times, not just in the UK, actually, but all around Europe. They go under a brand which is called Arabs Are Not Funny. And there's a bit of a buzz being created around these four comedians and a few others that have done a number of these shows. It's just great to offer something different. And that's, you know, perfectly true in London and around the UK, around Europe. But it's equally true here. And to be able to support Arab comics of any background, actually, is just great. And to have them live on Dubai Opera stage in what is going to be a really busy week for us anyway with lots of other shows. So there's a lot of people around still in that first week of July. We thought, you know, come Friday night, what does everybody want? They want to go for a laugh.
Mm, absolutely.
Tickets for this show, I think, are very reasonable. They start at 95 dirhams. There is an early bird offer on all the different higher price categories. But to be able to go and see four incredible comics of this standard for less than 100 dirhams, I think is really very, very reasonable. So I hope a lot of people come out for a great Friday night.
How long will they be on for?
So they'll do about 35 minutes each. There'll be an interval right in the middle. There's a little bit of link play. Omar Hamdi is going to kind of MC the whole thing and bring it all together. But so you're going to get a good couple of hours worth of entertainment for, as I say, what I think is a very reasonable price.
And it'll all be in English?
It will almost all be in English. I'm sure there will be Arabic words. I think Karim Duval might throw in a bit of French just to see who's in the audience. But yeah, essentially it's an English speaking show, even though the people and the themes could do some or all of it in Arabic as well.
So that's Comedy Night, which is happening on the 6th of July. And then a little bit later on in the year, more comedy in November, the 20th of November. That's exciting. I might be back then to see this. It's someone who's been to the region a couple of times before.
Yeah, so this is the, I think, incredible Al Murray. He has been to Dubai, I think, twice before.
And Great Britain is, of course, the centre of the earth. That's a scientific fact. It can all be argued with. Straight through Great Britain runs the north line of longitude. Great Britain is scientifically, technically, provably the centre of the earth. Yeah? Yeah? Because of the north line of longitude. All right. We put the line there, but it still stands. Yeah. What does that mean? Well, it means that we, the British, us in here, we're in charge of what time is all over the world. It means the Germans don't sit down for their lunch until we say it's 1 o'clock.
Before, he's been playing at the Trade Center, so we're talking about an awful lot of people, some of whom I imagine would have been a very, very long way from the stage. At Dubai Opera, as you know, even if you're sitting in the very back row, you're only about 30 meters or so from the front edge of the stage, and there's a much more intimate feeling. So that, in my experience anyway, is what comedy needs. You need to be a lot closer, a lot more personal, and although we're not a comedy club, we can't claim that, of course, but it's still such an intimate room for anything to be shown. I think being able to hear somebody of Al Murray's genius up close and personal will be a great treat.
Al Murray also goes by the name The Pub Landlord.
Yep.
And that's so ironic to me. Like, he is an absolute genius. When you talk to him, he's a very, very intelligent man, isn't he?
Yeah, highly intelligent. And, you know, his comedy, it can be taken anywhere you want to take it. But essentially, he is pointing out a lot of the flaws in a lot of people's views and arguments. And in a similar kind of way, maybe to like Steptoe and Son, just highlighting issues very, very satirically and very cleverly in his own unique way, using this character, the pub landlord. He's very funny. It's not the same show that you see every time. Obviously, the character is the same. But whether you see him on TV or live, as I've done, you just find yourself laughing. He is extremely amusing, and I can't wait to have him back in Dubai.
The South Pole. Now, everyone knows that the British were actually second to the South Pole. That's a fact. I'm not afraid of admitting that. But because we got there second, we were able to verify that the other bloke got there first. Which means, strictly speaking, we're the umpire on that one. Therefore, it's our game, our rules, we win. Can't argue that.
What I do remember, though, is that these shows would sell out. Yep. There would be no tickets left. So this is one that we'll have to get tickets for pretty much as soon as they're released, which will be in the past or today?
the tickets just went on sale last week. Wednesday of last week.
Okay, fantastic. So we can get them online, dubaiopera.com. How much are the tickets for Al Murray?
Tickets start on the early bird offer at 120 dirhams. So again, very, very reasonable. There's different price categories, but from 120.
Jasper, it's been fantastic speaking to you today in the past.
See
you next week.
In the future.
Yay! Enjoy the rest of your flight.
Thanks very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.